Merauli Archaeological Park, Delhi. Dil Ki Basti Bisha Dili Hai, Jo Big Usrua Si Ni Luta. City of Love 2 is Delhi, all those who have passed through have looted it. Qua Amir Dard. Queen Dugavati of Jabalpur stopped the Mughals from advancing further. That doesn't stop me from taking you to witness the grandiose Mughal and other Islamic heritage at India's capital over the eras, Delhi. I could compare Delhi with Veiled Woman. You can see her obvious sketchy silhouette but little else. She is visible but leaves much more to be explored. My discovery of Delhi begins from its oldest ruins. The ruins in Merauli Archaeological Park, MAP. These heritage relics straddle many medieval reigns and kingdoms. A few other sites in Delhi may be argued to be older. Mahabharata-era excavations were found in Puranokila, Old Fort. Also at Agrasan, Ugrasan, Kibayoli, Stepwell, built by Maharaja Agrasan, Ugrasan. But the current Bayoli was rebuilt in the 14th century. If we take these claims with a pinch of salt, Merauli Archaeological Park stands apart as the oldest. With structures from the 11th century CE to the late 17th early 18th century. Jimali Kamali Complex. A nondescript entry gate takes you to the first of the Merauli ruins, the graves of Jimali Kamali and a mosque. Believed to be constructed in the reign of Babur, it is dedicated to the Sufi saint Sheikh Hamid bin Fazlullah. His pseudonym was Jimli. There are no clear indications to who Kamali was. A fellow Sufi, partner, or even possibly a woman. The mosque shows a typical Mughal architectural facade of a veranda with arches. In red sandstone with marble trimmings, the prayer wall of the mosque has niches with rich carvings. Adjacent to the mosque is the twin tombs of Jimali and Kamali. The mausoleum has a small door leading in. The wall across the door has a window with a jali, latticed screen. The walls, alcoves, and ceiling show exquisite inlay work. The entry to this room is restricted. Waqf Board treats it as a mosque where people may pray, while the Archaeological Survey of India looks at it as a heritage site. Balban's Tomb Complex. Rubbles of stones, reminiscent of an earlier grandiose structure, greet us as we walk out of the Jimali Kamali Complex. Seen strewn around are a multitude of graves from the Slave Dynasty. A powerful kingdom that ruled India with an iron fist. Balban, 1266-1287, a slave turned emperor, and his son lay here. As the dynasty, only ruins of the conquerors live on in history. The first ruin is said to be of the burial place of Balban's son, Muhammad. All one can see now are mangled remains. Walking further and down a few steps, a small but aesthetic tomb in red sandstone stops us. Intricate Persian calligraphy adorns it. Balban's tomb. As it is with history, contradictions are galore. Some say it's Balban's eldest son, Muhammad's. This tomb complex has the first of its kind feature. True arches and a true dome, unknown to Indian architects, were first seen here in the subcontinent. A true arch has a semicircular arrangement of stones, with its keystone supporting it. The domes have collapsed long ago, but vestiges of one small and another large dome are visible. Remains of the arch, though, are still intact. Remarkable is its architecture. And these ruins bring back the memories of an epic era gone by. Next week, I'll bring you more from the Merauli Archaeological Park. This isn't all it has to offer. The best is yet to come.